You know, we could not start off the year without talking to our good friend Ted Dabrowski from WirePoint. And they recently put together a report on Chicago and where it ranks around the country in terms of the murder rate. And I don't know about you. I keep hearing, you know, our city fathers that are touting that crime is going down and, you know, crime is going down and crime is going down. And yet, you have families that have lost loved ones, the senseless violence, you know, with the carjackings and all of that. And I understand why people couldn't possibly think that Chicago would not be one of the top cities in terms of murder rates. I can tell you this. You have places like Baltimore. You have places like Jackson, Mississippi. You have even Los Angeles and Dallas, Texas, who came up. I went to a lot of sources that talks about the murder rate, and Ted Dabrowski was right on point. Chicago is number one in homicides in the country. And I remember at one time it was St. Louis, Missouri, but they were doing this per capita. But in terms of the sheer numbers, and it should scare the hell out of you, murder rate in Chicago is at the top. And I will submit to you this. You have about an 80% chance of getting away with murder in the city of Chicago. Ted Dabrowski, welcome back to the show, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Terry, Happy New Year to you, too, and thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, this is really interesting. You know, I'm going to go to the end of the press release, and this is what you said. I thought it was hysterical. Where is it? You said, well, I'll get back to it anyway. I'll find it in just a minute. Oh, this is what I found interesting. You said, expect all kinds of spin on Chicago's crime numbers in 2024, especially in anticipation of the Democratic National Convention in August and elections in November. And we're going to tell people where later on in this segment where they can see the numbers themselves. Well, Ted, tell us how you found out that Chicago leading the nation in all of this.
You know, I don't like reporting this stuff. It's sad. It's not a good thing to talk about. But, you know, this is an election year. The DNC is coming. And already at the end of last year, Pritzker, Governor Pritzker, was saying the crime is down. And it wasn't true.
But it's insulting.
Anything he said wasn't true.
There were some things, you know, where the crimes were down, like burglaries and that sort of thing, which I don't really believe with all the smash and grabs and all that sort of thing. But that hardcore crime, like murders and carjackings, don't you know what to me and tell me.
Don't sugarcoat it, right?
Yeah, don't.
Right. You know, this is a serious issue, and of course there are some crime. Like you said, burglary was down 2% in 2023.
Well, that's just a drop in the bucket.
Right, right, and you know, you have to also remember how many crimes aren't reported anymore because the police don't come. So you know, we don't even know the truth anymore because things have changed so much. But the bottom line was this. Is that, you know, I knew they were going to try to say, hey, because murders are down, and they are down 13%, and that's, you know, everything else equal, that's good news, right? That's 92 fewer murders in 2023, and, you know, we'll take that. But the reality is there's a record drop in murders across the country. So it wasn't Chicago specific. It's across the country, and most other big cities, you know, you got some of these, let me look at them. Baltimore down 22%, New Orleans down 31%. Philly down 21%, Houston down 20%. So the fact that Chicago's down 13% is good news, but we're actually behind a lot of those big cities.
Oh, absolutely. I said, Ted, in the opening, you have an 80% chance of getting away with murder in Chicago.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you know, they don't get you, and it's even worse for other crimes, right? you got a 5% arrest rate, so you got a 95% chance of getting away for most crimes in when we're talking about major crimes in Chicago.
Right.
So, you know, this is what's scary. Is that it pays to do crime, and that's not how it should be.
Ted, who do you blame for this? Because I'm going to tell you, we have, I often say that Chicago Police Department, they solve the crimes they want to crime, that they want to solve. If you're on the South and West Side, you can pretty much forget it. Your loved one is not a priority. If you could hear some of the heartbreaking stories that I've heard on this station for people that lost their loved ones, where they actually give the names of the people responsible for their loved one's death. They told them that they have given evidence to the police department that is never worked upon. And these are people who live on the South and West Sides. Does that surprise you?
You know, Here's how I think about this, and Perry, you and I talked a lot about the school system.
Right.
I think systemically, we can blame a little bit of everybody because it's an absolute mess, right?
And right.
It's probably hard to point our fingers at one thing, but systemically, we don't arrest people anymore.
Mm-mm.
We don't prosecute them.
Mm-mm.
Our sentencing is more lax,
mm-mm,
right? And the overall morale has been, let's treat the criminals as victims, ignoring the damn victims that are the real victims. You know, I'm looking right now at homicide and non-fatal shootings.
Okay.
75 here, actually, let me get the right number here. 75% of homicide and non-fatal shootings last year were blacks. So, you know, this is, and if you just look at pure homicide, it's 80%. So, you know, this is something where the real victims are the blacks in the community and somewhat Hispanics, less whites. So we need to think about who the real victims are. The criminals are not the victims. The real criminals are those people who are getting killed or attacked. You know, I think there's a really good piece about how black women, you know, have suffered the brunt of attacks.
Of so violence,
we need
yeah.
To,
they suffer violence so we, more than any other demographic, yes.
So those are the victims. So let's make our laws make sure that we punish the criminals, not treat them, not coddle them, because when we coddle these criminals, they go right back out on the streets and do crimes again. So that's a big part of it. Now, it's a complex discussion. I get that. The police have had their share in failure. But I think now we've gone so far that we beat up the police so much, we restrict them on car chases.
Well, they shouldn't have abused their power for decades. I have no sympathy.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I agree with that. But then we also have to figure out how to go forward, right? They screwed up in the past, and we know the stories there,
right?
Horrendous, horrific. But going forward, we need to say, okay, and you know, we've done polling on this as Wire Points, but there are many other polls out there. Blacks in the community, Hispanics in the community, they actually want more policing. They just want fair policing, you know, just policing.
Absolutely.
We should demand
you to do your job and solve these homicides. I'm going to tell you, Ted, there was nothing more insulting, and I think everybody will agree, and I'm going to get to your call, 773-591-1690. When Eddie Johnson, the then superintendent, came to the black community and said, we know who the bad guys are, then why in the hell haven't you locked them up?
Exactly.
I mean, that is what is real. Listen, you know, for a long time, New York City saw a downturn in homicides. It is going up exponentially today. But you know what the difference between New York City and Chicago is? They actually solve homicides. They solve those crimes.
Well, I think they take it more seriously across the board. You know, CWB, and I got to give them a lot of credit, CWB Chicago, they go in there and look and see what happens when somebody gets arrested.
Oh, I watch and, that. I read that all the time.
Know, And Perry, it's amazing how you've got, you know, felony guy who's had multiple felons over the years. They do something really bad, and they're right back out on the streets. Now, this new safety law with no bail means a lot of times these guys are right back on the streets.
But that's up to the prosecutors and the judges to make that decision. But Ted, they can only do that is if the police department gives the state's attorney the information to successfully prosecute these individuals.
Correct, and properly, successfully. But these guys are making it. And what CWB is reporting on the very guys that should be held behind bars, they're back out on the street the next day. And it's over and over and over again.
And not only wire points, guys. If you can get a hold of CWB, they're on my thread. Sometimes I read the read their reports, and my mouth is agape. Yeah, I believe it. Chicago led the nation in homicides for the 12th year in a row in 2023. We've been talking to Ted Dabrowski from Wire Points about the homicide rates, and I get it. This city is very good at spinning the amount of homicides, but they never want to tell us which of these homicides are being solved, if any. You have an 80% chance of getting away with murder in the city of Chicago. Also, I went to InsiderMonkey.com. They say Chicago's number one. Philly is number two when it comes to homicides. Number three is Phoenix. Number four is Dallas. And you would be surprised some of these cities that are on this list. You all have 1 minute, 60 seconds each to make your comment, because I've got a bank full of calls. Dave Thurgood, you're on the line. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Luke Thurgood here. Yes, I respectfully make the point that, you know, he who forgets history is doomed to repeat it. We had another crime problem. That was Al Capone and the like, Machine Gun Kelly, the marauding immigrant whores. What was the solution? It was called the New Deal, an investment in people. Mm-hmm. How about that? The fact of the matter is, and that solved the crime spree. I disagree totally with this narrative that we don't prosecute enough. We prosecute. This country imprisons more people than any other country in the world. We have a privatized prison system. What we do, we outspend countries' military spending. We outspend the next 10 countries in a row, total spending. And those other countries have, in addition, we have the problem of the exportation of jobs and capital to China over the last 50 some odd years. So this is a that along with the growth of the billionaire class,
yes,
that whose wealth knows no measure. So this is a toxic stew to look at it at the micro level and say this is the mayor's problem, or this is the police department's problem, or the governor's problem. Wrong old.
I think Ted agrees with you. I think he agrees with you. He says it's a myriad of reasons. Thanks, Thurgood. Tony, you're on WVON. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Perry. Perry, this Dabrowski guy, we need to listen to this. We're going to have a serious problem this summer. Chicago is already out of control, and it's going to get worse. Perry, the persons that we're dealing with don't have a conscience. When you're dealing, it's a new type of criminal.
That's right.
No conscience. Perry, what they care about, the elderly, the women, the children, is not a problem. They don't have a conscience. And, Perry, what this guy said is true. Listeners, listen. Armed robberies, they back out on the street before the 10 o'clock news come on.
Yeah.
What we're seeing right now is repeat offenders. Perry, if we don't get a grip on this by spring or summer, this city here, these migrants is not a number one issue. This crime is going to slap us in the face come this summer, as the previous. And if we don't do something about it. And this thing with the mayor, Brother Brandon, is talking about picnics and barbecues for armed robberies and carjackers. It's not going to work.
All right, Tony. Thank you. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WVON. Good morning. Let's go to Mark.
Hello.
Yes, here. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, Look, crime is nothing but corruptions coming home to roost. We don't need no white man to come over here and tell us. No, you go down there.
Okay,
and
now you're
with,
being rude. Bye,
no,
Mark.
Let me
bye,
finish what
Mark.
I'm saying. Yeah,
let's
y'all
go to Mike. Bye, Mark.
Somebody come saving us.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on WVON. Good morning.
Good morning, Perry, and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
Hey, you know what? I was one thing. I was glad to hear you push back on your guest's suggestion that the police have been crippled, haven't been able to do their job. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of the problem. A major part of the problem in the city is the corruption and the criminality within the police department and the judicial system here. And black folks have been plagued and have been victimized by the ones on the street and the ones within the system who are supposed to protect us.
All right, then. Thank you, Mike. And Cedric, you're going to be my last call on this. Cedric, you're on WVON.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, I see a problem in the security guard that got killed on 87.
Oh, my goodness.
Right,
it was horrible.
Listen, they show clear pictures of the assailant.
Yes, they
did that crime, and no one said anything. That's the core of the problem. You know, everybody want to talk about, you know, systematic this, that, and the third. However, you got clear pictures of offenders who murdered a man.
Two men and a woman.
And nobody said. Now, on the flip side of that, you done had mothers turned in their own sons that come get this guy.
Yes.
When they saw his picture.
Right.
So that's a compare and contrast. If you want to solve the problem, when they show the picture, if you know who they are, turn them in.
Well, we'll leave it at that, Cedric. Thank you. Ted, what do you want to leave our listeners with? And please tell us how we can see, tell us about Chicago Weekly Crime Tracker, as well as this study from Wire Points.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is this. Look, it's a complex problem. Everybody's to blame, so there's plenty to go around. But here's two points I want to make. One is Chicago is special, and we need to acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
Look, for every 100,000 residents we have in Chicago, we have 23 murders. New York City has 4.6. Mm. So we have five times the murder rate of New York City. We have three times the murder rate of Los Angeles. So something is really wrong.
Right.
And I would say this. You know, our leaders try to hide the problem. Brandon Johnson and Governor Pritzker, they downplay it, and they want to paint a prettier picture.
Yes,
and I
they
say
do.
We can't fix a problem until we acknowledge it. And so that's why we're putting this out there, to call them out for not being honest with the people of Chicago and the people of Illinois.
I'm
and
glad
they're
you
honest
said that.
And direct, then we have to keep talking about it, and then we can get to the problems. We've got long-term solutions, short-term solutions. But damn it, we got to stop the crime now, and then work on all those real solutions, right? On education, jobs, all that stuff at the same time.
All
but
right.
until we convict these people and put the criminals, treat the criminals as criminals, we're going to keep having the same problem.
Ted Dabrowski, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for
Thank
all
you,
of
Perry.
The work that you guys do over there at Wire Point, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, hey, it's wirepoints.org, Perry, and also on Instagram @wirepoints.
All right. Thank you.